I detected no interest in anything but survival. It continued as we lost sight of the town. Goblin said they had Whisper on the run, too busy saving her own ass to help her men. "Glad they never pulled any of this crap on us," I said. "It's a one-shot," Goblin countered. "Next time they'll be ready." I'd have thought they'd be now, because of Rust. Maybe Whisper has an ego problem. No maybe about it. I had dealt with her. It was her weak spot. She would have made no preparations because she believed we feared her too much. She was, after all, the most brilliant of the Taken. Our mighty steed plowed the night, back brushing the stars, body gurgling, chugging, humming. I began to feel optimistic. At dawn, we dropped into a canyon in the Windy Country, another big desert. Unlike the plain, though, it is normal. A big emptiness where the wind blows all the time. We ate and slept. When night fell, we resumed our journey. We left the desert south of Lourdes, turned north over the Forest of Cloud, avoiding settlements. Beyond the Forest of Cloud, though, the wind wail descended, and we were on our own. I wish we could have gone the whole way airborne, but that was as far as Darling and the wind wails were willing to risk. Beyond lay heavily inhabited country. We could not hope to come down and pass the daylight hours unseen, so from there on we would travel the old-fashioned way. The Free City of Roses was about 15 miles away. Roses has been free throughout history, a republican plutocracy. Even the lady did not see fit to buck tradition. One huge battle took place nearby during the northern campaigns, but the site was of rebel choosing, not ours. We lost. For several months, Roses lost its independence. Then the lady's victory at Charm ended rebel dominion. All in all, though unaligned, Roses is a friend of the lady. Crafty bitch. We hiked. Our journey was an all-day affair. Neither I nor Goblin nor One Eye was in good shape. Too much loafing, getting too old. "This isn't smart," I said as we approached a gate in Roses' pale red walls toward sunset. "We've all been here before. You two should be well remembered, what with having robbed half the citizens." "Robbed?" One Eye protested. "Who robbed?" "Both of you clowns, selling those damned guaranteed-to-work amulets when we were after Raker." Raker was a one-time rebel general. He had beaten the crap out of the Limper farther north. Then the company, with a little help from Soulcatcher, had sucked him into a trap in Roses. Both Goblin and One Eye had preyed on the populace. One Eye was an old hand at that. Back when we were in the south, beyond the Sea of Torments, he had been involved in every shady scheme he could find. Most of his ill-gotten gains he soon lost at cards. He is the world's worst card player. You'd think by 150 he would learn to count them. The plan was for us to lay up at some sleazy, no-questions-asked inn. Tracker and I would go out next day and buy a wagon and team. Then we would head out the way we had come, pick up what gear we had been unable to carry, and circle the city by heading north. That was the plan. Goblin and One Eye did not stick to it. Rule number one for a soldier: stick to the mission. The mission